USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is ordering 3,000 U.S. troops to deploy to Eastern Europe as the Russian military builds up along its border with Ukraine. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby assuring these soldiers won't be in Eastern Europe for long and they won't engage in the current fighting along the Russia-Ukraine border.
These are not permanent moves. They are moves designed to respond to the current security environment. Moreover, these forces are not going to fight in Ukraine. They're going to ensure the robust defense of our NATO allies.
Russia has been criticizing the United States and NATO, claiming they are stoking fears of an invasion, not Russia. Payroll processing firm ADP says 301,000 jobs were cut in January. It's the first time since December 2020 that the report revealed jobs were lost instead of gained. USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
The start of the sentencing trial for Florida school murderer Nicholas Cruz is being delayed. It was set to begin later this month, but now it's being postponed until at least April. Both the prosecution and defense have asked for more time to prepare. Cruz pleaded guilty last year to 17 murders and 17 attempted murders at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School nearly 4 years ago. Jurors will be asked to decide if he receives the death penalty or life in prison without parole. The team formerly known as the Washington Redskins has a new name.
The Washington football team has introduced the new name and logo of its NFL franchise, the Washington Commanders. The new president of the Commanders is Jason Wright, a black American, first to hold such a title in the NFL. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
It has really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to andro400.com. andro400.com. andro400.com.
Family, friends, and fellow officers attend a second funeral within a week for an officer, again at St. Patrick's Cathedral Wednesday morning, this time to say goodbye to fallen NYPD officer Wilbert Mora. Mora was 27-year-old when he died in a hospital after being shot during an ambush while on duty last month in Harlem. New York City Mayor Eric Adams making remarks at the service, praising New York City police and calling for the city to support them.
Every day that I walk the streets of New York, the people of this city reminds me, support our police and let them know we appreciate them. New Yorkers understand the risk and sacrifice you make every day, and we applaud you for that.
After experiencing dizziness and fatigue, Senator Ben Ray Lujan, a Democrat from New Mexico, suffered a stroke this past Thursday. Speaking during comments on the Senate floor, Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer gives an update on his condition.
Our thoughts, our prayers, our most fervent well wishes go out to Ben Ray and his family. I was glad and relieved to hear that he is expected to make a full recovery. And all of us are rooting for him every step of the way between now and the day he makes his return to the Senate.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.